It's a humbling experience to be here today to be able to talk about the early days of Drill Team and about Ken Fisher. But I have to admit that I'm feeling just the slightest amount of pressure. For one thing, I'm following an incredible speaker in Leslie Ann. But the other thing is that Mrs. Fisher was my high school speech teacher. Mrs. Fisher, I hope I do a good job. My first exposure to Drill Team, as we were to come to know it here in Deer Park, was when Melinda Ward, Jennifer Pangle, Julie Weber, and Joyce Adamson returned from a Drill Team competition that they had attended with Ken and Nancy Fisher in Idaho Falls, and they performed an exhibition routine for us. Well, my initial reaction was, I want to do that. And I want to do that really, really badly. And that was what Mr. Fisher did to you. He was the art of just pulling you in. He would put something out there for you to see, and all of a sudden, you wanted to do it really, really badly. Drill Team started in earnest in the fall of 1963. We practiced in the hall, as he said, 3 days a week, and then we got the gym on Friday. And the first part of that fall was spent learning the new skills that we would need: high kicks, head snaps, arm slaps, splits, and how to maintain the ever-present straight line. We also practiced the routines that we would learn and perform through the rest of the year. And we thought we were pretty good. We thought we had these routines down, but there was one thing we didn't know. In order for a routine to be perfect or even good, you had to know how to sell it. So I remember an exercise in particular, and in fact, we were just talking about it before we all got started here today, where we were out in that lobby, standing around the stag head, the entire Drill Team, smiling at each other through the entire recording of the Babes in Toyland march. Talk about some very tired face muscles. Our first performances were here in this gym at halftimes of home basketball games. And we performed a different routine at every game. Our routine was to get up from the game at the end of the first quarter, go to the kitchen slash dressing room, put on our uniforms, warm up, and by halftime we were ready to go. We didn't think that there was anything unusual about having a new routine for every game. To us, it was business as usual. One thing that Mr. Fisher did not teach was self-doubt. We also had the brand new uniforms, the ones that the women in the community, mothers and other people who could sew, made for us. And we were so proud of those. By today's standards, they were modest. No sequins, no bling, no bare midriffs, no bare anything as far as that goes. But those uniforms and our white tennis shoes and socks were impeccable for every single performance. Our first competition was in the spring of 1965 in Idaho Falls at the International Drill Team and Twirling Festival. What a bunch of new stuff was going to come down on us then. First of all, we had to know two routines. One was a military routine that we did with no music, just voice commands. And the other one was the dance type routine that we had been performing. That one was much more comfortable. One of the things that Mr. Fisher did, and I do believe that rehearsals started in earnest for this after basketball, so we got the gym more than one day a week. He had other faculty members come and sit in those bleachers and watch us practice. And at the end of the day, we got critiques, not just team critiques, but personal critiques also. This was the first time that a drill team from Deer Park had gone anywhere. So we weren't the football team, we weren't the basketball team, nor were we wrestlers, so we didn't get school buses. Our mode of transportation was several sets of parents, including my own, and their cars. Each couple took about three girls, and we caravaned to Idaho Falls. When we got there, I think that this was the first time that most of us had stayed in a hotel room without our parents in the same room. Now, it didn't matter that all those parents were down the hall on the same floor and that Mr. and Mrs. Fisher were there. I mean, we pretty much knew we shouldn't screw up. but we felt very, very sophisticated. The day of that first competition started with a parade through Idaho Falls with the other contestants. Now, if you've never been to Idaho Falls in March, it can be very cold and very windy. And it was both, and it was before the days of the nice little tights that you could wear that didn't show. So, we were a little bit chilly. I think that each girl used almost an entire can of hairspray to make those hairdos stay through the whole day. The competition itself was held in a gym that was much larger than this one, and to us at the time, it seemed huge. What I do remember is that I could throw my baton to the top, lose sight of it, and it was very exciting when I caught it. The time in between, a little stressful. Not only was it a big gym and a big crowd, but most of the other teams there were much more experienced than we were. So it was a great learning experience. We didn't take away one of the big trophies, but we performed well. And I'd like to think that in some small way, we sort of helped pave the way for the drill teams who were to follow, who did so well in places like Boise and LA. It was certainly a learning experience for us. The following year, we hosted a drill team festival here in this gym. And we invited teams from the area to compete, and they all came. It was very exciting for us to host this and also to be able to show the community how far we had really come. We weren't entirely selfish. We didn't win all the trophies. We did very well, though, and we were really happy about that. So thinking back on those early years of drill team, it was just a time of such change. And as Leslie Ann said, he shook up our lives. I mean, it was never going to be the same after that. And we remember the competitions. They were exciting. The trophies were cool. The uniforms were wonderful. We liked the applause. But I think that there's something much, much bigger that we all took away. And that's that, whatever you want to call it, that essence or that spirit that tells you that if you do the right thing and you work hard, really apply yourself, and conduct yourself in the right way, you can do anything that you set your mind to. And I think I can speak for the rest of the Antlerettes when I say, thank you, Mr. Fisher, our teacher, our coach, and our friend. Thank you.